chapel. Some priests wanted to say mass in the hospital chapel when nobody would be around, particularly Father Hoffer always wanted that. He wanted nobody there, but just him and me, or maybe if a couple of visitors would come in visiting patients, that was all right. But that's the way it was. So.
So, Grandma, and also the changes in the community. I don't mean the church now, but just the little changes in the community, like prayers or our regulations regarding going home or visiting home.
Torment me terrible.
Did that
Is
there any, like, big part to think about it? Like, it's easy to go and just sick people now than it used to be.
Well, that's one good thing. And one thing that I very often wish was the case before, when my mother was alone after Aunt Agnes died, and I used to go over, when I taught in Duquesne, I'd go over on weekends. I'd be there from Friday after school until Sunday night. I'd do the washing and clean the house. I'd wash my mother's hair, do anything else that needed it. But what I went through to get over there, the superior would be nasty. She'd say, oh, you and your mother. Oh, why don't you go home and stay there? Well, after all, things are different now.
Mm-hmm.
Much different
they
now.
They encourage you to go.
Yeah.
See
yeah.
that you get there.
Yeah.
Even send the money there
that's
for
right.
their needs.
That's
you know,
right.
While
that's
there.
Right. But in those days, things were different.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of good things.
In some
visiting, yeah, your visitors, all those things. You know a lot of stories about the people coming to see you, or other sick people.
Yeah.
People coming to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, indeed, yes. When I was at Holy Rosary, my very first time there, my aunt and uncle, who hadn't seen me for years, wanted to come and visit me. Well, in fact, they were already there, and they were told, no, it wasn't visiting Sunday, and no, I was a novice, no, they couldn't see me. So, they felt bad about that, so did I. I found out later. Then one other time, Aunt Annie and Leah, they're the ones that I told you about that lived in Duquesne. They had not seen me in the habit. I think Leah was down to see me get the habit, but she hadn't seen me since. All right. They came to visit Sister St. Charles because Sister St. Charles had been superior in Duquesne, and she and Leah were very, very good friends. All right, they came to Holy Rosary one time, and they talked to Sister St. Charles, and when they were finished, they said they wanted to see me. So Sister St. Charles went to ask Mother Mary. Mother Mary said, positively no. So Sister St. Charles said, fit. So she came to me in the community room where I was making my lesson plans for the next day, and she said, don't ask any questions. Right now, you go to the chapel and make a visit. So I went to the chapel to make a visit. There in the chapel with Aunt Annie and Leah. So you see, that's the St. Charles for the thing. Of course, we just hugged each other and kissed each other and whispered a few words, but at least I got to see them. And that was, I always grateful to St. Charles for that. She was very nice, very nice. Well, I think we'll call it a day.
Well, can I ask you this? You said you didn't like some of the changes. What are some of the things you think should not have changed?
Well, one thing I don't like, when Mass is finished, the sisters dash out as if the house was on fire. When we were a few years younger, before all these changes came in, you used to stay in the chapel until Mother Superior would say, look down upon me, and then you'd say the prayer before the crucifix. You'd make some kind of a little Thanksgiving. Now, out they go. Nobody makes a Thanksgiving after Holy Communion. And when you receive Holy Communion, you come down with the host in your mouth, and you still start sing, 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 sing. Nobody, you know, you don't have a chance to be quiet, realizing that it's Almighty God Himself that's in your heart, and you should be talking to Him. It just isn't any... That gets under my skin till I can't tell you. That's one of the things. And now, they've started lately that when you go to the chapel, you don't genuflect, you just make a funny bow of the head. I said, when did that start? It's crazy.
Is that here in Bellevue?
Yeah. You watch it through here on Sunday. There'll be a procession up the aisle. The sister that carries the crucifix raises the crucifix a little bit, and everybody just makes a nod of the head, and then they go in the pew. There's no genuflection, nothing. It's still our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get some of the things that are going on. I just don't understand.
What do you see then for the future?
Truthfully, not much. If things continue as they are. Of course, they think I'm old-fashioned and I'm out of date and all this sort of thing. But I said, we were happier, sister, when we had a rule and we kept it. Granted, some things in the rule were too severe. I will say that, yes, indeed. But we didn't have to lean over backwards the opposite way, like we are now. What do you say?
Well, I don't know. I have a different history. I'm kind of
I can't see us wearing pants. And the lack of refinement, sister, in religious life, you would say. You used to know a nun with a nun by her ladylike attitude. Now, it's the opposite.
What would you like to see for the future?
I'd like to see a little bit more acting like a nun should act. A little more dignified. A little more moderation in the manner of dress. You don't have to go 100% after the latest styles. I would like to see more return to religious life. That's what I would like. What do you say?
Well, I just want to ask you if you have other comments. I don't have any specific questions to ask. Maybe about, you know, the whole thing. We've gone through a whole...
We've gone through a lot. Okay, that's up for today.
Oh, thank you very much.